An immigrant in Seattle protected by the so-called DACA or Dreamer program is currently being held in a Tacoma detention center. And as KUOW's Liz Jones reports, it's believed to be the first immigration arrest of its kind under the Trump administration.
Attorneys say 23-year-old Daniel Ramirez Medina was asleep when immigration agents came to his home in Seattle. They were looking for his father, who has an order to be deported from the country.
But they didn't just leave it at that.
This is Matt Adams, one of the young man's attorneys.
For some reason, they went ahead and arrested Daniel as well, even though he told them, hey, I have status. Look, here's my work permit.
Adams is with the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project in Seattle, and he thinks his client was apprehended by mistake. But a spokeswoman with Immigration and Customs Enforcement says they arrested Ramirez because of his, quote, admitted gang affiliation and risk to public safety. Attorneys say Ramirez has no criminal record, and he also has temporary legal status through an Obama program called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. It's for immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children and have a clean record. Ramirez has filed a lawsuit in Seattle challenging his detention. Attorney Matt Adams says he's concerned his client has been wrongly imprisoned, but cautions against any greater alarm about the DACA program being a target for enforcement.
So we don't think that this is a harbinger of things to come or is any change in policy. We think it's an enforcement operation gone awry.
Meanwhile, one of President Trump's executive orders did create new guidelines about who's a priority for deportation. A hearing on Ramirez's case is set for Friday in Seattle. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.